We have minutes to approve from the May 24th meeting. Do we have a motion?
So move it. I'll second it then.
A motion up here.
Stereo.
I had a couple of questions on it, just. Under item eight, this is more a curiosity one. We have the second paragraph accepts, and the third paragraph approves and authorizes. Is that our normal way we do that, as opposed to accept, approve, and authorize?
Well, because it was done, the vote was taken, and then we said, oh, someone said, oh, is it accepting or really approving? So then you guys revoted.
Okay, I just found myself going back again to see how they differed, and then sort of.
There is a difference between accept and approve.
Okay, okay.
And
I guess I would, back under 10, second paragraph, midway down, total fund gross of, I'm sorry, he reviewed the total fund ROI asset allocation versus the long-term target policy. In other words, we're looking at rate of return or return on it. And then, so I put ROI in front of asset is where all that's going. And in the last sentence, might read, he also reviewed the managers that either reviewed, also reviewed.
That either underperformed
that
or outperformed.
Either underperformed or outperformed. I think when there's no either in there, sounds like the same manager did both.
Oh,
which
gotcha.
Is where I'm going.
It's an impressive display. That's a good catch.
And the last one is under 14C, trustee comments, Phillips. Just to clarify, it's from several of the sessions as opposed to a single session.
Where was that, John?
The last line. Where highlighted some best practices from a session. I probably didn't make it clear in saying it, but it's several.
Okay.
I think he just wants to make sure he gets his
motion
credit,
to approve
credits for all the sessions that he attended.
That's right. I turned in a complete list. So.
Motion to approve with changes.
Second
to approve. Any further recommendations, changes, et cetera? All in favor indicate by saying aye. Oh, I'm sorry, David.
Just a comment afterwards. So.
Okay.
Aye.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion passes unanimously.
I was just wondering if we might get a little bit more detail in the minutes regarding our reports on, you know, the functions that we attend or educational conferences, stuff like that. Instead of like, oh, you know, it was interesting. So just for folks who read the minutes and our members and all that stuff, so that they know there's more there. So there's been times when we've had a list of things that was really takeaways from a conference, and they don't show up in a minute. So
I don't personally have a clear view on that. My sense is that could get much more voluminous.
Yeah.
And for those who have an interest in it. any other questions?
I'm just throwing that out there, just wondering if that would be, beneficial for those who look at the minutes, whoever may look at them, to see that, you know, you've been to a conference, see some of the key takeaway points and so forth.
Yeah. Well, not to belabor this, but the sort of the counterpoint is that the function of minutes is primarily to have an official record of the actions taken by the board one way or the other, whereas reports and discussions are typically truncated. And I'm not saying it's not important to have a record of it. What we have done, the practice is, and I think our policy is that we report back after a conference. Probably, John, you're the most prolific reporter, right?
Tim told me too. So
no, you have the most. You have the most detailed notes, probably at least that I've seen or heard. and it varies. But anyway, that's the reason that discussion is likely truncated in minutes, is that the primary function is to try to capture correctly the action taken. And sometimes we have disagreement about whether that occurred, right? But that's the rationale.
Karen, you had a comment.
Why don't you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Jerry. Go ahead.
Just that from a historical perspective, when this board years ago decided to record the meetings, the decision was also to truncate the minutes so that they're a lot briefer than they used to be. That was the board's decision back then, but you can always revisit that.
We have a policy regarding what we do in reporting back to the members and the board, what went on. I don't remember that policy. But some of what I do remember from being here a long time is that originally, a while when I first came on the board, after each conference, we had to write up a page, or just write up something about what we did at the conference or what happened at the conference. And that has morphed to doing a verbal at the end. And I don't know which is the appropriate, if we can do both and so maybe next time let's all look at the policy and then we can discuss it, because we'll know what the policy says.
Well, and as far as the report write-up, that was in the on-site due diligence policy,
right,
which
right.
is no longer in effect.
Okay.
Yeah. When we went and did on-sites, we when we returned or on the way back, we would write a memo to Tim. That was the practice, right?
Yeah.
Was that? But I remember the practice also being when we went to conferences, writing what we was happened at conferences.
And if we recall correctly, that's under the travel policy that is still in effect.
So,
yeah.
For what it's worth.
Okay. Well, when Gabe and I look at the travel policy, because we're still going to do that, we might add that in light of Dr. McDonald's comments.
I will confess quickly, I do it because I pay better attention if I'm trying to capture something for the benefit, I hope, of the board. Anyway.
We're also an overachiever, so.
That isn't what my mother said, so. All right, I think we are now at closed session, hopefully.
Mercifully, yes.